The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation will organize presidential debates for all political parties ahead of this year's election. That will, however, be done after the EC has certified such individuals as presidential candidates. The corporation has also hinted that it will give equal airtime and space for political parties nationwide to outline their policies to the electorate. This will be done in line with the corporation's editorial policies. The GBC has therefore challenged the public to mark its words against what it intends doing. The acting director general, Mrs. Francisca Ashiti-Oduntun, disclosed this in Accra at a meeting with representatives of all political parties to outline the corporation's guidelines for coverage of political parties and presidential candidates. George Asekre reports.
The ultimate aim of the GBC's policy on the coverage of political parties is to fulfill its mandate of affording political parties equal access to its platform to propagate their messages to the electorate. The acting director general of GBC, Mrs. Francisca Ashiti-Oduntun, said GBC
advisors also ensured that the examiners
questioned them rigorously. We will decide what we think the big issues are and explain them. We will keep our coverage impartial, and anything we do will be for the public good.
Mrs. Ashiti-Oduntun called on the parties to join the campaign for the collection of TV license to put GBC on sound financial footing to execute its mandate.
The Constitution has mandated GBC to give fair and equitable coverage to all political parties and presidential candidates. And to be able to properly fulfill this mandate, GBC needs public money. Thankfully, the TV license fees has been reviewed upwards to 36 Ghana cedis per year only. I therefore call on all political parties, and I call all of you to action. Encourage all your supporters to pay their TV license fees.
The chairman of the National Media Commission, Kwame Janapinton, said despite the many media organizations in Ghana, GBC remains the benchmark for professionalism and urged the corporation to sustain the progress.
Despite the loss of its monopoly, so to speak, which is happy news, I must say, and the diversity of the media landscape, GBC continues to set the standard and must do so. And standards are very important. In a democracy, you can only govern, you can regulate by law.
The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, urged political parties to make good use of the platform being offered by GBC and not, in his words, waste the ears of the public with non-relevant things.
So seize this opportunity, don't squander it. When you are given the opportunity, don't just come in and waste the public's ears by simply attacking political opponents, but tell us exactly what you have, what you can do.